This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. District Administration Office Purser lifts prohibitory order in Birganj. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak warns against anti-constitutional activities. Parliamentary Subcommittee submits report on Pokhara International Airport. And Hamas formally rejects Israel's latest ceasefire proposal. Now the news in detail. The District Administration Office Purser has lifted the prohibitory order in Birganj City, effective from 7 a.m. today. The decision was made during a meeting of the District Security Committee, chaired by Chief District Officer Ganesh Ariel. Authorities stated that the order, which had been in place for the past 4 days, was withdrawn as the peace and security situation in the area is gradually returning to normal. Superintendent of Police Gautam Mishra confirmed that normalcy is being restored in Birganj. The curfew was initially imposed following a tense situation triggered by a clash between Hindu and Muslim communities during a religious procession organized by a Hindu group. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has warned that anti-constitutional activities will not be tolerated under any circumstances. Speaking at the inauguration of the Gandaki Province Level Security Seminar in Pokhara today, Home Minister Lekhak vowed to take strict action against anyone acting against the Constitution. The Home Minister clarified that while criticism and dissent are allowed within constitutional limits, anarchic acts will not be permitted. His remark comes amid recent activities of regressive forces in the country. A report on Pokhara International Airport prepared by a parliamentary subcommittee has been submitted to the Public Accounts Committee of the Parliament. The subcommittee, led by lawmaker Rajendra Prasad Lingden, conducted a detailed investigation into the airport's construction process following concerns raised by various sectors about irregularities. The study was carried out in line with the decision of the Public Accounts Committee made on June 9th last year. The report covers a wide range of issues, including physical infrastructure, equipment, the runway and surrounding areas. Although the airport officially opened in January 2023, it has yet to see regular international flights, with only a few chartered services operating so far. Currently, the airport serves domestic flights only. The subcommittee hopes the report will help uncover key problems in the construction process and guide the government in making informed decisions moving forward. Two people lost their lives and 14 others were injured when a passenger bus met with an accident at Makwanpur Gadi Rural Municipality 2 in Makwanpur early this morning. According to the district police office, the bus was en route to Hetauda from Kathmandu via the Kanti Highway when it skidded off the road and plunged about 200 meters at around 1 a.m. The deceased have been identified as 50-year-old Neelam Devi Raut, who succumbed to injuries during treatment, and 13-year-old Manushi Magar, whose body was recovered from the crash site. World Heritage Day is being marked across the globe today to raise awareness about the significance of preserving monuments and cultural heritage sites. Also known as the International Day for Monuments and Sites, the observance began in 1983, initiated to protect heritage sites listed by UNESCO. Nepal is home to several UNESCO World Heritage Sites, including the Darbar Squares of Basantapur, Patan, and Bhaktapur, Chagunarayan Temple, Pasupatinath Temple, Bodhanath and Swayambhunath Stupas, Lumbini, the birthplace of Lord Buddha, and the Chitwan and Sagarmatha National Parks. The day serves as a reminder of our collective responsibility to protect and preserve the invaluable treasures for future generations. Today marks the 70th anniversary of the first successful ascent of Mount Kanchenjunga. The Diamond Jubilee celebrations are being held in Taplejung District to commemorate this historic achievement. The Kanchenjunga Conservation Area Management Council is organizing a three-day event starting today. The celebrations aim to highlight the significance of Mount Kanchenjunga, the second highest peak in Nepal and the third highest in the world, while promoting local culture, tourism and environmental conservation. Mankumar Limbu, Secretary at the Council office, informed that six climbers of Mount Kanchenjunga are being honored for their achievement during the celebration. It is believed that the event will play a significant role in boosting tourism and raising awareness about conservation efforts in the region. Mount Kanchenjunga was first summited in 1955 by British climbers Joe Brown and George Bond. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Hamas has formally rejected Israel's latest ceasefire offer, saying it is prepared to immediately negotiate a deal that would see the release of all remaining hostages in return for an end to the war and the release of Palestinian prisoners. According to the BBC in a video statement, Hamas chief negotiator Khalil al-Haya said they would not accept partial deals that serve Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's political agenda. He added the group was ready to immediately negotiate a deal to swap all hostages with an agreed number of Palestinians jailed by Israel and end the war. Hamas has previously said it would contemplate an overall deal to end the war, but the two sides are nowhere near any kind of agreement that would bring that about. Israel's stated aim is the complete disarmament and destruction of Hamas. Ukraine's government has announced the signing of the outline of a minerals deal with the U.S. The BBC cited Ukraine's economy minister Yulia Seridenko as saying the memorandum of intent paved the way for what she called an economic partnership agreement. She said a final deal would also involve an investment fund for the reconstruction of Ukraine. U.S. officials expressed hope that an accord could be completed by the end of next week. U.S. President Donald Trump's public shouting match with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House in February had temporarily blown the negotiations off course. Seridenko announced the signing of the memorandum on X, but did not provide further details. Her post included photos of she and U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent signing separately. The signing was conducted over an online call with Bessent, who said the details of the deal were still being worked out. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi Province, Madhes Province and Bagmati Province, along with the hilly regions of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Koshi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gondagi provinces and at one or two places of Lumbini Province and hilly region of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Koshi, Bagmati, Gondaki and Kurnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. District Administration Office Purser lifts prohibitory order in Birgunj. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak warns against anti-constitutional activities. Parliamentary Subcommittee submits report on Pokhara International Airport. And Hamas formally rejects Israel's latest ceasefire proposal. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.